One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny Barber in the library.
Doesn't that hospital realize that Teddy Barber is Mrs. Elwood Giddings now? That even a nurse has a right to a honeymoon?
Oh, Henry, stop carrying on. One would think it was your wedding trip that had been delayed.
If it were mine, I wouldn't stand for it. I'll tell you that, Fanny. I'd give those brass hats a piece of my mind.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. How about it, friends? Do you like your biggest meal of the day in the evening? And do you sometimes eat more than you should? Well, that's only natural. Most of us do on occasion. And sometimes the result is an upset, uncomfortable feeling in the stomach. Acid indigestion, we call it. And what do we do for it? Well, I can tell you what thousands of folks depend on for relief. Alka-Seltzer. Yes, a glass of bubbling, sparkling Alka-Seltzer can give you the fast, effective relief you want. Have you feeling shipshape again in almost no time. Remember this simple little rule. Whenever acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 23, Book 78. It is a warm, pleasant October afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, and at the Barber family home, Elwood Giddings, Teddy's brand new husband, is sitting moodily on the terrace, staring at the bay, waiting for his wife to come off duty at Letterman Hospital so they can start on their honeymoon. Teddy, unhappily, was called back to duty right after the ceremony, and there have been further complications today. As Cliff says, poor Elwood never seems to get the breaks. In the library, Henry Barber, glancing out the window at Elwood's gloomy figure, turns and says to his wife,
Yes, I feel very sorry for the boy, Fendi.
Poor Elwood.
I don't see why Teddy didn't go right up to the major or the colonel, whoever it is, and say to him, look here, sir, I'm going on my honeymoon. It happens only once in a lifetime, sir. I want a few days off.
Apparently, that isn't the way you talk to majors and colonels, Henry. Not at Letterman Hospital.
Yes, the military, yes. Give a man a little authority and he becomes a veritable Prussian. It wouldn't hurt that hospital to let Teddy off for a day or two. Well, she isn't the only nurse in San Francisco. There are plenty of nurses.
There aren't plenty of surgical nurses, Henry. Teddy's had very special training, and sometimes they need her desperately.
Yoo-hoo, who's here?
Come in, Hazel.
You'll never guess this errand, Father. Oh, Mother, how are you?
Hazel, how nice you look.
Thank you. My new sweater. Only represents 3 or 4 months of my time. Mother, do you suppose you could find my old high school Latin book?
Hazel, what for? At your age, I thought Latin would be a dead language for sure.
It comes alive at our house. Margaret's going to need all the help she can get. I don't remember a blessed thing, and I'm sure the new books aren't as good as the old ones. So if you could... Why, there's Elwood out there. What's he doing here?
Poor Elwood. Yes, he's waiting for the whim of the brass hats at Letterman Hospital, Hazel. Yes, waiting for these pompous Prussians to release his wife so he can go on a honeymoon.
Well, I knew Teddy was called back to duty last night. Hasn't she been home yet?
I was just pointing out to your mother, Hazel, those colonels and brigadier generals could let a girl off for a wedding trip. But no, armed guards will keep her in the cloister until 11 o'clock tonight.
Henry.
Well, what a shame.
Yes, red tape. Gives you an idea of how regimented everything is getting to be.
Oh, Henry, now stop it. He's been fussing ever since lunch, Hazel.
Well, I feel sorry for the boy. When a man has his plans all made for a honeymoon...
Henry, you've talked more about this honeymoon than Elwood has. Now stop it.
Yes. But look at him out there, Fanny, chin in hand. A dejected figure.
Well, why don't you take him for a drive, Henry?
Yeah?
That's a good idea. You two get out in the car and cuss out the military to your heart's content.
Yes. Excellent suggestion. Excellent. Oh, Elwood. Elwood.
Yes, Mr. Barber.
Come in a minute, my boy.
All right, sir.
You know what we might do, Fanny? Why, it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours before Teddy can possibly get home. I'll drive Elwood over to San Rafael and see about getting a phone put in his house over there. The phone's in the office, you know, Hazel. Then we can drive on up the road.
Certainly wonderful weather for a honeymoon if we could ever get started. Good afternoon, Hazel.
Hello, Elwood. Dan and I would have come over to wish you two happiness, but I didn't hear until this morning that you didn't get away.
Yes, yes, Hazel, that'll keep, that'll keep. Elwood, how would you like to go for a drive with me, eh?
Well, say, I was wondering how I'd pass the time until Teddy gets home. That's a good idea, Mr. Barber.
Lovely afternoon for motoring, eh, my boy?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. I was just sitting on the terrace thinking what a beautiful view Teddy and I would have from our room at the Mark Hopkins if we ever get there. Must be a spectacular scene for the Mark Hopkins on a day like this.
We'll see some nice scenery, too, Edward. And I was just remembering, you can arrange to have your phone put in over there in San Rafael.
Why, say, that's great. Two birds with one stone, huh?
Now, don't try to sound so enthusiastic, Elwood. A drive to San Rafael isn't much of a substitute for a wedding trip.
Oh, well, we'll get started sometime tonight anyway. When you've been in the Army, you just learn to roll with the punches.
Yes. I was just saying to Fanny and Hazel, Everett, those military people
Henry,
over there...
Henry, I don't want to hear another word about it.
Huh? Oh. Well, come along, Elwood. We'll have an enjoyable drive.
Will you be back for dinner, Henry?
No, no. We'll stop at some little roadside place for prime ribs of beef, Fanny. Yeah? We'll make a real adventure of it. Come along, Elwood.
All right, Mr. Barber. Well, Hazel, we hope to see a lot of your family when we get all settled at San Rafael.
Yes, we're anxious to see your house, Elwood.
Well, there's lots to do to it. Kind of run down.
Elwood, if we're going to go, my boy, let's go.
Coming, sir. Well, thank you again, Mrs. Barber, for that superb lunch this noon. Never tasted anything better. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mother, when you phoned last night and said they were married, I nearly dropped the telephone.
Well, why, Hazel? You knew they had a license.
Oh, but it was so impromptu. Teddy, married by a justice of the peace. Did she seem very happy?
We didn't see very much of her, Hazel. They came rushing in to change their clothes and go on the honeymoon, and then she got those orders to report to the hospital.
What a blow that must have been.
Why are you smiling?
Oh, I shouldn't, I know. But things always seem to get so mixed up for Elwood. Why is it, do you suppose?
You know, I've thought about that, too. It isn't really his fault, either. Could it be some people actually are born unlucky?
I don't know. But every year, along about examination time, I have one son who maintains the very stars in the sky gang up on him.
How's Pinky doing at Stanford?
He has some very poor instructors. Nobody in the class likes them.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes. The professors aren't very bright this year. We're all being conditioned for a possible failure.
Hi.
Oh, Cliff, hello.
Well, where have you been, Clifford?
Oh, over at Claude's, just fooling around. The honeymooners get off?
Oh, no, there's been still another complication. Hospital asked Teddy to stay over this afternoon. She won't get home until 11 o'clock tonight.
No. Oh, poor old Elwood. Hazel, at breakfast, he said very seriously, says, Cliff, have you ever heard of any other case where a man got married and spent his wedding night all alone? I couldn't think of anybody. The guy's unique, I'll say that for him.
Well, it isn't very nice for you two to laugh about it.
I know, Mom, but he looks so confident and solid. His whole personality seems to say, I came, I saw, I conquered. And then he strides into the room and slips on a banana peel.
Oh, wait. You reminded me of something.
Hmm?
Oh, I know. Weenie, weedy, weeky. I came, I saw, I conquered. I ran over here to get a Latin book.
You?
Must keep up with my daughter's homework, Cliff.
Oh. Well, look in the bookcases over there. The bottom shelf, Hazel. I think I kept some of the school books for sentimental reasons.
Over here?
No, to the left. The lower ones. And if you see a book called Dr. Lee Wong's 15-Day Diet, for goodness sakes, bring it out of the shelf.
Oh, hey, you aren't going on a diet, are you, Mom? You're perfect, ma'am, just the way you are.
No, Betty wanted me to read it, and I put it down somewhere and lost it.
Well, what's Betty doing with a book like that? She's perfect, too.
You're in a pretty good mood today, Cliff.
Well, we've got some beautiful dames in this family, particularly the eldest. Hiya, Mom.
Clifford, stop that.
Here it is, my old Latin. Thank you for keeping it, Mother. Now, if I go home and study like mad, I may be able to help...
Elwood! Oh, Elwood!
Huh?
Teddy! Well, hello there!
Hey, I thought you weren't coming home till the wee small hours, Teddy.
Oh, hi, everybody. A perfectly wonderful thing happened. I got a 7-day pass.
Teddy!
I told Major Brixton about my plans to get married. He'd approved it and everything, and then he'd forgotten all about it. And just as we were washing up to go into surgery this noon, he said, Teddy, when are you going to get married? I said, Major, I was married yesterday. You should have seen the look on his face.
I can imagine.
And he said, well, where's your husband? So I said, poor Elwood was waiting at home for me so we could start on our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
So, to make a long story short, he got a substitute for me right then, gave me a 7-day pass, and here we go.
Oh, that's wonderful, Teddy.
How nice of him.
Wait till we tell Henry about this.
Oh, they're wonderful to me. They really are. I've been so darn tired, you know. I worked last night, didn't get to bed until almost 3, and Then up again at 7. Had an hour off this noon, but I couldn't sleep. I was going to try to stagger right on through until tonight if I had to. Oh, gee, it's good to be home. Well, we can start any time. I'll change my clothes and away we'll go. Where's Elwood?
Teddy. Elwood and your grandfather went to San Rafael. They won't be back until after supper.
What?
Oh, dear, you two are having a perfectly terrible time, aren't you, Teddy?
You see, Teddy, poor Elwood didn't expect you.
Oh, of course not, Mother Barbara. Well, that's all right. It's probably a good thing in a way. I had so little sleep. I was so tired. I was thinking as I came up the walk, there's nothing in the world I'd like better than to go up to my own room and sleep for a week.
Well, you go right ahead. Clifford can phone Dr. Fauchard in the office at San Rafael, and maybe we'll catch Elwood.
Oh, if we can't, we can leave late tonight. Or tomorrow, even. After all, I've got 7 whole long days to be with Elwood. Well, I've got a whole long lifetime to be with him, if it comes to that.
The Barbers will be back in a moment. And now, let's look in on our friends down in the next block. The man of the house is saying...
Say, Mary, Sue and Fred are coming over tonight, aren't they?
Oh, no, dear. Sue called earlier and said they couldn't make it. Fred has a headache.
What? Well, why didn't...
Now, dear, don't ask me why I didn't tell her to give him some Alka-Seltzer. I did that. In fact, I did more than that. When she said they were out of Alka-Seltzer, I gave her a long discourse on the advantages of buying 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of 1. So they'd always have an extra package on hand.
Well, good for you.
Yes, but after our telephone conversation, I decided to do a little survey work here in our house. Do you know what I found?
What did you find?
Just 1 package of Alka-Seltzer. And only 3 tablets left in it.
Oh, well, you know. Where's my hat? I'll just stop by the drugstore for 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer right now.
It's a good idea for you to check on your Alka-Seltzer supply, too, friends. Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headache. First aid for relief from acid indigestion. Yes, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for fast relief when these annoying ailments cause discomfort. Remember, when your tablets get down to 4, it's time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer. And an extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. Here's the family again.
Beautiful night for driving, isn't it, Elwood? Look at that moon.
Yes, it is, Mr. Barber. What time is it, by the way?
Huh? Oh, 9:45. Want me to hurry?
Oh, no, take your time. Daddy won't be home till almost midnight.
Did you take your one-a-day brand multiple vitamins today? Thousands of people did, and so protected themselves against vitamin deficiency disease. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, steals your normal pep and energy, makes you look and feel dull and listless. Why take chances? Protect yourself against vitamin deficiency disease by taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Low in cost, yet no finer vitamins are made at any price. Potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. At all drugstores, ask for and insist on one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 24, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.